we left off in Daf Tes Vav and Beis. We were going through the 8 different statements of Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Chanina, and the last of the statements was that in the, one day in the future, Hashem is going to become a crown over the heads of very big tzaddikim, and we said it's going to be people who do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just that, but they have to be very humble people as well. So now we're just going to continue to discuss that as well. So we're up to Uluruach Mishpat in the second skinny line next to the Tosafot over there. So says Gemara Uluruach Mishpat, to someone who has a spirit of justice, Zeh Adonis Yisrael. Where's Hashem? Who's Hashem going to be a crown for? Someone who judges his Yetzer Hara, makes the Yetzer Hara do tshuva. Ula Yoshev Al Mishpat, and someone who sits in judgment, Zeh Adon Din Emes La'amito. It's an important concept. Don Din Emes La'amito. Someone who judges completely truthfully also gets Hashem's presence in a special way. Viligvura, what does that mean? Zamis Gabriel Yitzro, someone who has the strength to overcome his Yetzer Hara. Meshive Milchama, people who turn back the battle, what does that mean? Shinosim Minosim B'Milchamta Shel Torah, people who are involved in the wars of Torah. Sha'ara, back to the gate, who's that? What's that referring to? Elu Tamid Cham Shemashkim Mariven Bati Knesios and Bati Midrashos. That's referring to Tamid Cham who come very early to the shul and to the Beis Medrash and stay very late to learn Torah. So all of those different categories of people get a special presence of the Shechina. Amr Midas Adin Tanei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The pasuk then goes on and tells us that the Midas Adin says that Kodesh Baruch Hu Ribono Shlalem Manashtanu Elu Me'elu. What's the difference between the Jewish people and all the other nations of the world? Why is it that Klal Yisrael gets to have such a unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amle HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yisrael lasku b'Torah, umas olam lasku b'Torah. Very simple. Jews learn Torah. Umas olam don't learn Torah. That's it. That's the relationship. Amar le, so the Midas Hadin said to Hashem, wait a second, what about the wicked, the Rishayim? They go to Gehenim. The Gamela Bayayin Shagu Vashechar Tov Paku Plilia. They also they drink wine and they just rumble about in the darkness and they stumble in their judgment. So we see that that's got to be referring to Gehenim. Ein Paku El Gehenim. Paku means Gehenim. Shnemar Velosia Zosel Chalafuka. That this shouldn't be a cause for stumbling. The Ein Plilia El Dayanin. And Plilia always means judges. Shnemar V'Nasim B'Flilim. That he should pay as a judge determines. So you see from there that it's a reference to Gehenim. So says Gemara further. Now again, going back to the Megillah. V'Tamar B'Chatzar Beis HaMelech HaPnimis. Esther stood in the inner court of the king's house. I'm Rabbi Levi. Kivin Shigia LeBeis HaTzlamim. This Talkei Men HaShchina. As soon as she got to the place where the Achashverosh kept all of his idols, the Shechina left her. Amra, Eli, Eli, Lama Azavtani. She said, Hashem, Hashem, why did you leave me? Shema Atadon al Shogeg Kemezid. Are you treating someone who does something b'shogeg, not intentionally, like someone who did an Avera b'mezid, Valonis Karatzon, and you're treating someone who is forced into doing an Avera, like someone who willingly did an Avera? You think that, why are you abandoning me? I'm not doing any of these Averas on purpose. I'm not doing any of these Averas because I want to do it. I want to do these Averas. I'm being forced into it to save Klal Yisrael. So Oshema al Shakras of Kelev, maybe you left me because I called Achashverosh a dog. Shnemar Atzila Mecherev Nafshi Mi Ad Kelev Yichidasi. I said that you should save me from this dog. So Chazur Akrasa Aryeh. So she said, if that's the reason, then I'll call him a lion instead. Shnemar Hoshieni Mi Pi Aryeh. So she said, save me from the lion. Unbelievable. Achashverosh was a bad, evil man, but still Esther felt she could be punished because he was a king, and you don't disrespect a king. So when the king saw Esther, so he stuck out his golden stick. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gimel Malachi Asharis and Zamin Labal Sasha. There were three malachim that appeared at that moment. Echad Sheg Bias Savara, one that picked up Esther's neck. Echad Shemachad Shemashachud Shel Chesed Aleha, one of them that made her appear to be very special and very charming. Echad Shemasach as a Sharvit, and one of them that stretched the king's stick toward her. But Malachi Asharis had to do all of these things to make her look good and make the king reach toward her. V'kama, how far did the stick stretch? Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, shtei amos haya ve'amidu al shtei mesre. It was really only 2 amos long, but the malach made it stretch out 12 amos. V'amila al sheish esre. Some say the malach made it stretch out 16 amos. V'amila al eshim barba. And some say he made it stretch out 24 amos. Masnisa tana al shishim. The Mishnah says that it was that it was 60 amos that made it stick out. So The Gemara just points out, a similar discussion we find when the daughter of Paro was bathing in the river and she sees baby Moshe floating in a basket and she reaches out her hand and we know her hand stretches out. We also find it by the teeth of wicked people. The teeth of the wicked get broken. It's not that they get broken, but rather that they extend. That it stretches up till 200 amos. What's the teeth of the wicked that gets extended? So this is talking about the story of Og, Melech HaBashan, who wanted to wipe out the Jewish people. So he took a mountain that would have been big enough to throw on the Jewish people and destroy all of them. But Hashem sent ants to make a hole in the mountain, and the mountain became a necklace around Og, and then Hashem made Og's teeth grow very long all around the mountain, so that the mountain was stuck on him. He was like locked into that mountain necklace, and he couldn't do anything against the Jewish people. Main point number one over here, the Midas Hadin wanted to accuse Klal Yisrael, but Hashem said the Torah is what separates Klal Yisrael from everybody else, so you can't come with any accusations against Klal Yisrael. Main point number two, different opinions of how long Paro's stick, I mean Achashverosh's stick extended. Also, Basya's arm and Og's teeth. So three things that extended. Achashverosh's stick, Basya's arm, and Og's teeth are all things that extended. Says Gemara further now, quoting from the Megillah, Vayomala Melech, Melech Esther, Amalka, Umabakash, say, Chachatzi, Amalchus, Fateos. Achashverosh said to Esther, what do you want? Tell me what you want. I'll give you up until half of the kingdom. Yeah, up until half. Chatzi, Amalchus, Flo, Kalamalchus. He was willing to give up until half. He was not willing to give the entire kingdom. Velodover Shechotzi, Tzamalchus. He also wasn't going to give anything that was going to break up any of the landmass of his kingdom. So if she would have asked for a country right in the middle, he wasn't ready to give that either. And that means the building of the Beis HaMikdash. If she would have wanted the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt right in the middle of his kingdom, he was not willing to give that. So that, I guess, will be main point number three. Achashverosh was willing to give half of the Malchus, not all of it, and not the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Says the Gemara further now, Yava Amalech Vaman Elamishta. So Esther invited Haman and Achashverosh to a party. Tell Rabban Maras Esther Shizimnas Haman. Why did Esther want to invite Haman to a party? He's not a good guy to have at a party if you're a Jew. Rabbi Lozan Omer Pachim Tamnalo. Rabbi Lozan says she set a trap for him. Shnemar Yishul Chanam Lufneim Lupach. She said the table should become a trap for them. Rabbi Shua Omer Mbeis Aviyah Lamda. She learned how to do this from her own father's house, how to set a trap for somebody. She heard it from Jewish children how to do this. I mean, it doesn't literally mean her father's house. She didn't have a father. She never met her parents. We already discussed that a few dapim ago, that her father died the second she was conceived. Her mother died the second she was born. It means that other Jewish people taught her how to do this. Shenemar imrav sonacha achile lechem. If your enemy is hungry, feed him some bread, and that way you'll be able to get the upper hand over him. Reb Meir Omer Kadeshalo Yitalates of Yimrod. Reb Meir says that the reason she invited Haman was so that he wouldn't look for advice and rebel against Achashverosh. Reb Domer Kadeshalo Yakiru Bashi Yehudis. She invited Haman to cover her tracks so that he wouldn't know that she was a Jew. Reb Nechemya Omer Kadeshalo Yomru Yisrael Achos Yeshlan Vesamelech. She did it so that Klal Yisrael shouldn't get overconfident and not daven. You see, if she didn't invite Haman, Klal Yisrael wouldn't have davened really that hard, because everyone would just say, V'yasichu daitim min rachamim, they would give up on davening, because they would say, oh, we don't need a daven ritava, we have it all set up for us. We have a Jew on the inside, we have a Jew in the White House, we have a Jew not in the White House, but in the palace. So we don't have to worry about any of this. So Esther wanted Klal Yisrael to be afraid. He wanted them to be very afraid. She wanted them to be very afraid so that they'll daven really well. So she made it look like that she was buddy buddies with Haman to make it look like they can't be confident in anything, in her doing anything for them. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kadeshi Matu Lo B'Chaleis, that she wanted to keep an eye. Keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. So she was hoping by keeping Haman close that he will mess up somewhere and she'll be able to take advantage of that. Rabbi Shimon Ben Menasseh Omer Ula Yargish Hamakom. Maybe Hashem will see that Haman is right near me, and he'll see my disgust, and he'll see the terrible position we're in, and that will maybe cause Hashem to make a nace for us. Rabbi Shimon Karcha Omer, the reason she invited him, she figured it's better to invite Haman, and that way I could flirt with him a little bit when he's there. Achashverosh will suspect me of having an affair with him, and we'll both get killed. But at least if Haman is killed, at least it will save the Jewish people. So she was really willing to take one for the team over here. She risked her own self being executed for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Rav Gamliel Omer, Melech hafach b'chan haya. Now the reason she invited Haman is because she knew that Achashverosh always changed his mind very easily. So she was confident she'd be able to convince him to kill Haman, but she was afraid that after she convinced him, he would change his mind. So she wanted Haman right there to carry out the decree. Rav Gamliel says, wait, there's another opinion we still need. Rav Elazar HaMadai hasn't spoken up yet. Titania, Rav Elazar HaMadai Omer, Rav Elazar HaMadai says, why did she invite Haman? Kinatu Bamelech Kinatu Basarim, because by inviting Haman, she made the king jealous of him, and she made the other sarim, the other officers, jealous of him. So if he was the only one invited, so that means that the king wasn't going to be happy, because that means that his wife views Haman as someone who's as powerful as the king, and no one's allowed to be as powerful as the king, and it's certainly not going to make the other sarim happy, because the other sarim weren't even invited. So the Gemara gives two more reasons now. Rabba Omar, why did she invite Haman? Lifnei Shever Gaon. Normally, right before a person's downfall, a person has a sense of pride and arrogance. That's what they call in Shakespearean literature hubris. A person experiences hubris. That's usually the beginning of their downfall, when they have a sense of pride and arrogance. Abayiv Rav Adami Tervayu Bechumam Ashis Es Mishtehem. When they're hot, I will prepare their feasts. Which means, this is paraphrasing a pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyahu, and it's talking about Baal Sheitzar as they came back from the battlefield, so they felt very hot and tired, and they drank wine to the point where they got completely drunk, and Baal Sheitzar was killed that night. So Esther realized that get Rishayim drunk, and they do stupid things. They get themselves in trouble, and they end up getting killed. So main point number four, 12 opinions why Esther invited Haman to the party. The Gemara concludes the discussion. That 12 opinions. Ashka Rab Barvul Elio, Rab Barvul Set Elio. Amar Le, I asked him, Kiman Chazi Esther Vavda Hachi. Nu, which of these reasons is right? Why did Esther really do this? Why did she invite Haman? Amar Le, Kichulu Tanai Kichulu Amarai. All 12 opinions are right. All of the Tanaim, all of the Amaraim, they are all correct. So now the Gemara goes on to Darshan further in the Megillah. Haman went through all the glory of his own wealth and the number of his children. He has a lot of children. Okay, how many? How many sons did he have? Amarav Lamed, 30 sons. Asara Mesu, 10 died. Vasara Nitlu, 10 were hanged. Vasara Maxim al Psachim, and 10 go around begging for food because they're so poor. Rabbanan Amri, Osan Shemachazm al Psachim, Shivim Havia. There were 70 that used to go around begging for food. Tichsiv Seveim Balachim Niskaru. It says that the sons of Haman were full and have hired themselves out for bread. Al Tikri Seveim, but you don't have to read it as Seveim, that they were satiated, but rather Ella Shivim. Rather read it as 70, that there were 70 sons of Haman that had to go rent themselves out for bread. That in fact Haman's sons, there were 208 sons of Haman. Shnemar Verov Banav, and the gematria Verov is 208. Resh is 200, Vav is 6, Bez is 2. 200 plus 6 plus 2 is 208. Says the Gemara, wait a second, but that's not how you spell Verov. Verov is Vav Rosh, Vav Resh, Vav Bez. So it's really 214. Virov is really 214. Virov ksiv without a vav. The way it's actually spelled in the Megillah is without the vav. Main point number five, how many children did Haman have? Either 30, including 10 who went begging, or 70 who went begging plus another 20, or the gematria of Virov. Verov, which is 208. We continue to darshan in the Megillah. That night the king couldn't sleep. Who is it referring to when it says the king? It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was woken up from his slumber, so to speak. The Rabbanan say that it means that the Malachim and Achashverosh were all agitated that night. Rava says, no, it just means the king couldn't sleep. It means Achashverosh couldn't sleep. Nafli Milsa Bedaite, because he started thinking about something. He said, Amar Maide Kaman Dizimante Esther Lahaman. He had the same kasha the Gemara had. You know, the Gemara asked the kasha before, why would Esther invite Haman? So Achashverosh was bothered by that also. Why in the world would she invite Haman? Dilma Eitzuk Ashakli Laveda Hu Gavra Lamiktale. Maybe they're coming up with a plan to kill me, and that's why the second and third most powerful people in the country, the queen and the top advisor, are getting together to try to kill me. So Hadar Amar, then he said, wait a second, if they're trying to kill me, there's no way that they're able to keep a secret like this, a plot to kill me. Someone must have known about it, and no one's telling me? No one's telling me to be careful? No one's watching out for me? That would let me know about it? Hadar Amar, he said, you know why? Why would no one tell me? I must be a jerk. It must be that last time someone actually did tell me, I didn't thank him properly. Maybe there's a guy out there who did something nice for me and I never paid him back. And that's why no one's telling me about this plot to assassinate me. So right away he said, bring my books of Zichronos, of all the things that ever happened. Even the Nikraim, so they came and they read these books before the king. Malamich and Nikraim me'alehen. Nikraim means that they were read. Doesn't mean that anyone read them. So you see that they read themselves. This is one of the miracles Hashem did. Vayimatzei kasav, and it was found that it was written. Kasav mi ba'alehen. Now it should have said that it was writing was found, but it says that it was written. Malamich. So that teaches us something very interesting. That Shimshai mochek. Shimshai, the king's sofer, was erasing whatever it said about Mordechai, the Gavriel Kosev, but the Malach Gavriel came down and wrote in its place, so that the record of Mordechai helping Achashverosh won't be lost. Amar Rabbi Yasi, Darush Rabbi Shela Ish Kfar Tamarta, Umaksav Shalemato Shalizchus and Shalisrael Enu Nimchak, if even something that was written down here on earth, that's for the Zchus of Klal Yisrael, can't become erased, the Malach is going to come and rewrite it. Can you imagine something that's written in Hashem's books up in Shemayim for sure could never possibly be erased? Main point number 6 on Tezvavam Beis, Achashverosh thought that Esther and Haman were planning to assassinate him. So he decided, and no one told him because he must have not paid somebody back, so he decided to pay back old debts that he owed. Now the Gemara is going to go on to tell us exactly how Achashverosh paid back Mordechai, and Be'ezras Hashem, we will do that tomorrow.